dealt with over here in the Rishon. How do we fit in the Anan Sahadeh into the world of Chavla Achrine? Why should Zochin be limited by Chavla Achrine if it's based on Anan Sahadeh? Okay, just to...
The one who's gaining.
Okay, the one who's gaining. Okay, that's topic number one. That's Hakafa Aleph, and that's basically what you're going. You know, it's again to break Zochin down into its the possible tracks: the track of Shlichus and the track of Yad. If it's a track of Shlichus, is it a Nan Sahadeh or is it a Gzeres HaKasuv? Then plug that into the Gemara, and if it's Shlichut, which Shlichut do we have of Zochin that would fit into the limitations that the Gemara is going to build around Zochin? Hakafa bet, Hagmara Hamishna omeret sheefshar shebedin geiru sheisha ein Zochin. Zochin l'adam shel befana ve'ein chovin l'adam shel befana. V'nachnu menichim shegerushin ze chov. Ma she'ein kein be'eved, sham yesh lanu machoket bein Tanakama, bein Rabbanan, bein Chachamim, mitzad echad ve'Rav Meir. Ha'im v'shichur eved yesh zechut o ein zechut. Ba Tosfot umevi kan Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi boi haga atzmacha. Hoya avdo shel ketzin. Okay? The eved belongs to a prince. Harei chova hula eved. Harei hayesa ishto shel muka shchin. Harei zechut hula. In other words, how can the Mishnah make these broad generalizations? Every situation is different. Every situation is different. There are situations where to be an eved of party X, everyone would vie for such a position. Masha'en came to be a wife of party Y, everyone would run away from such a situation. So how can we speak about by Gerushin, Gerushi Isha, Vadai, it's a chov. And by Shichur Eved, Vadai, it's a schut.
She was a Mukishchen when they got married.
Yes.
So it wasn't terrible by her. It wasn't a problem by her. It's not a problem now either.
She thought she'd be able to deal with it. She thought she'd be able to deal with it. What?
I'm not saying that. We're determined.
That's the question. How do we determine these things? As a Yerushalmi Mamshir, Les Roch Ela Kehado. This is all built on one principle. Ilu Hamocher Avdo Shalomi Daito Shema Eino Machur. Ilu Hamagarish Ishto Shalomi Daata Shema Megureshati. Perush Ayidei Acher, to translate the Yerushalmi into Hebrew. Ha'eved Nimkar Al Korcho. How does this answer the question? We have a very, very powerful question. How can we give generalizations? So we answer, it's obvious. An Evid can be sold by Al-Korcho, an Isha can't be mitgareshet by Al-Korcho. Let's do our question. Our question was that not every Evid is the same situation, not every Isha is the same situation. So let's take it both on both sides. Nisano, how does it answer the question about the Eved?
Well, I mean, Tosarash explains that since you sell Malkarcha, so the situation can change at any point in time. That is knowledge.
Nachon. In other words, the Komar Eitzel Eved ain't shum avtacha shehamatzav shelo yisha'er, hamatzav shelo tamid yachol yot yoter gorua. In other words, situation at any day can change. This prince can send him, sell him to some lowlife, and it'll be the evidence of the low life. As lachain shichrur ze zchut. In other words, you get out of this sword hanging over your head. The sword hanging over your head is that my situation can always change for the worse. Against my will, yeah. Ken. Lo plug. Torah tells you lo plug. As Masha Hatosot Tamer is I feel b'li lo plug. You don't have to come on to Lo Plug to understand the Mishnah, because you can say that that even the Eved of a Ketzin would rather be free, because who says the Ketzin is going to want to keep him? So being free gives him takes him out of that sword hanging over his head. What about by a woman? How does this answer the question by a woman? A woman is not mitgareshet ba'al korcha, and therefore How do we solve the problem? It was by the Eved, we said, since he can be sold by Al Korcho, his current Gan Eden can turn into Gehenna any minute, and so it's better for him to get out of the whole position of being an Eved. He shouldn't be totally in the chesed of his Adam. But we said, what do we do with an Ish Toshen Mukashchin? So we answer, Ein Isha Mitgareshet Al Yedei Achir Ba'al Korcha. So what? I mean, how did that answer anything?
It must mean that she would prefer to be married. That definition. We don't allow her to be divorced from Ba'al Korcha, but we're saying that she prefers to be married in such a situation.
There's a certain, the Masher of Soloveitchik Kara, an ontological assumption. There's a certain ontological assumption behind the dinim of the Torah. She mashe hagmara koret tav lemeitav tandu milemeitav armalu. Kevin zebet and gmar biyavamot aval harif mevi etzetzlein. As right as takluta kabarif. Bedaf heyam aralef. Bedafim shel harif in the classic edition of the Rif. Mamash mamash beemtza haamud yeshama. Kochav, the Ketuv Goy Minei Rava Mirav Nachman. You have it. He quotes the Gemara Daf Kuf Yuchet Medbet in Yevamos. Goy Minei Rava Mirav Nachman. Hamazake Iget LeIshto BeMakom Yavam Mahu. Komar Adam Yodea Shehu Alech Lamut. Imu Yamut VeEin Lo Yeladim Ishto Tiyeh Chayevet LeHitiyabeim LeAchiv. Achiv Nimtza Mi Yodea Eifo. אז הוא רוצה לשלוח לגט כדי להוציא אותה מהמצב של ייבום. הגט הזה זה זכות גמור. איך שלא יהיה, הוא לא יהיה בעלה. He's dying, right? הוא לא יהיה בעלה. אבל הוא לא רוצה שהיא תהיה במצב של עיגון מצד הייבום. אז הוא רוצה, אבל האישה לא כאן, אז הוא רוצה לזכות גט לאשתו על ידי אחר במקום יובם. כיוון דסניאלי זכותו לה, she hates this brother, אז בעצם הגט הזה זכות. וזוכין ראה אדם שלא בפניו, על דילמה, כיוון דזימנין דרחמה ליליאבמה, חופו לה, ואין חוון לו שלא בפניו. And we say we don't take into account this particular situation, we do generally. Generally, you know, it could be a schut, it could be a chof, we can't tell. אמר לי, תניסוה, וחוששין לדבריה, וחולצת ולא מתייבמת. אמר לי, רבינה לרבה, המזקה גט לאישתה במקום קטטה. Mahu. What if the woman and the husband have a very, very terrible, terrible marriage, and in this terrible marriage, she wants out, and he wants to give her the get, via the principle of zochin. Keva dis like katata b'hadei zechutula. Odil manecha de gufa adifla. And what's this exactly the question of the Yerushalmi? And how can we give rules in these areas? Toshma amarish lakish tavla meitav tandu milameitav armalu. That the situation of Nisuin is considered to be objectively a skut, situation of Gerushin is considered to be objectively a chova. That's the assumption over here. Therefore, we can't use the principle of Zachin la'adam shal befanav in a situation which objectively is a chova. What if this woman is saying, but I'm telling you, for me it's a skut, for me it's a skut, for me it's a skut? So then we say that she's speaking out of frustration, she's speaking out of this and this and this and this. But we have over here a certain underlying zuchut. Does it mean that she can't get divorced? Chas v'shalom. Of course she can get divorced. But we can't use the principle of zachin l'adam shel befanav to get her divorce. Zeh ma shemuvakan b'rif l'chor ezeh Yerushalmi. Nireh achar kach kasher nagi l'gmara shezeh betzeh machoket ben harishonim. It's not obvious this direction, but I just wanted to explain the Yerushalmi that Tosfos is dealing with. So we have then over here again. Principle number one, we have a din of zochin, which is either shlichut or yad. We have a machokas, who is the source of the zochin, the mishaleach or HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we apply it in the world of shichur eved across the board, and we don't apply it in the world of gitei nashim across the board. Ken Sana.
To clarify, we're saying that pshat and tosos, that's in the Yerushalmi.
Yes.
The Yerushalmi says isha cannot be mifresh to Baruch Hu.
I'm offering that as a pshat. I don't have another pshat for the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is sort of working with some underlying assumption. Since we find this underlying assumption in the worlds of Rish Lakish, in Gemara and Yevamot, so maybe that's over here what the Yerushalmi is saying. That's what underlies the din that a husband can't be megarish his wife via shliach baal korcha. Yes? Now we come to the next question, and that is bichlal, b'kol hadin shel zochin b'miuchad ken zochin.
If it really is a full split for a woman, I'm not going to use full scum, but I'm not saying that Talbot is intended, then how come she can't be in Kaddish as often?
This is an excellent question. We're not dealing over here in the Mishnah in terms of what's the nature of Kiddusha Isha. That we're not dealing over here. And now we have to see, how do we deal with situations which have a mixture of Zechut and Chov? It's a very, very proper question. We'll lean there. It's on our table. Yeah? So that's Dr. Ekman of Alav HaShalom had this machlokis, I was called machlokis, with Rav Soloveitchik. Or Rav Soloveitchik had this machlokis with Dr. Ekman. One or the other. In any case, it's Hadvorim Matikim. Kevan sheyesh lanu din shel zochin, zochin banui al ze she'anachnu korin, that we read et ha, we mind read et harosh shel hazocheh shehu rotzeh lizkot. Mayim hu modia lanu shehu lo rotzeh lizkot. Anachnu hechlatnu shehadam hazeh yirtzeh lekabil dira b'Yerushalayim. Who wouldn't want a dira in Yerushalayim? Certainly his fellow wants it. So I'll give him a gift, a dira in Yerushalayim, mezakeh ayedei acher. I have a dira in Yerushalayim. Well, my kids are going to want to be there. My in-laws are going to want to be there. I'm never going to be able to there myself. I'd rather not have a dira in Yerushalayim. I don't want it. For me, it's not a zchut. As l'mafreya mistader shein kan kinyan. Red kama anachnu lo mim zochin ba'al korcho shel adam. Zochin ze letovato. Zochin lo adam shel befanav. Aval l'chore ze lo ba'al korcho. That's a given. Hashela hi ha'im yesh musag shel zechiyah ba'al korcho. Then, מה שאנחנו ראינו בראש בקדושין בדף כ"ג ובדייס, שבזכות גמור אנחנו אומרים את זה אפילו בעל כורחו. And that's where we came to the din of זכות גמור, זה מחוקת ראשונים, שאפילו אם העבד צובח, אני אוהב את הקצין. I love my prince. I don't want to leave my prince. I'm in Gan Eden over here. I love the shifcha, I love the prince, I love everything in this world. שבכל זאת אנחנו אומרים את הדין של זוכין בעל כורחו. בוודאי ובוודאי שזה הולך יותר טוב לפי הרשב"א עצמו, שזוכין זה לאו מטעם שליחות, שזוכין זה מטעם יד. וכיוון שזה מטעם יד, אז התורה קבעה שכך אפשר להעביר, וזה הכל הולך על פי הסתכלות התורה, שזה זכות גמור, האדם הזה הוא חייב במצווה, אז הוא יכול להתפתן עם... זה הרבה יותר קשה להגיד את המושג הזה של זכות גמור, אם אנחנו אומרים זוכין מטעם שליחות. כי בכל זאת, אלא אם כן, אנחנו לפי הקצות, שזה גזירת הכתוב, אבל אם זה ענן צעדי, והאדם הזה אומר, תראו, you read me wrong, there's no ענן צעדי over here, I don't want this at all, אז מאוד מאוד קשה להגיד שנשתמש בדין של זוכין נגד רצונו. Okay. הנקודה האחרונה שבמשנה is the application, זה היישום של זוכין. היישום של זוכין במשנה זה שבגט שחרור אינו יכול לחזור בו. וגד שחרור אינו יכול לחזור בו, בגלל שזוכין לא אדם שלא בפניו. ההנחה היא, אם אנחנו נשאל ממתי האדם הזה הוא משתחרר, at what moment is the עבד go free, לכאורה פשטות המשנה זה מתי? When it gets to whom? To the שליח or gets to the עבד? To the שליח, כן? הוא לא יכול לחזור בו, כי העבד הוא כבר משוחרר, אז לכן הוא לא יכול לחזור בו. אבל אנחנו ראינו כבר בגמרא שיש עוד משנה בדף י"ג עמוד א', האומר תנו שטר שחרור זה לעבדי ומייס לא ייתנו לאחר מיסה. אי, מה קרה כאן לדין של זוכין? קושיית הראשונים. אז יש כאן שני כיוונים. הכיוון הקלאסי של הראשונים זה המשנה בדף י"א עמוד ב' זה הכלל, והמשנה כאן בדף י"ג זה הוקימתא. הוא אמר לא תנו גט זה, אלא האומר תנו גט. Write a get and give it to my עבד, ואז הוא מת לפני שכותבים את הגט, או לפני שזה מגיע ליד השליח. נו קימצא, it never got off the ground. וזוכן never got off the ground. ואז אין שטר לאחר מיסה. אבל ראינו ברש"י בדף ט' עמוד ב', וראינו בריף בדף ה' עמוד א', Alphas, Vereinu Behilchos Avadim, the Perek Vav, Lotoe Halacha Aleph, Hashita Shal Harambam, Hashita Shal Harambam, the Harif, Hashita Shal Agaonim, Vashita Shal Rashi, Zesha, we got it all wrong. Zachin, Zerak Din, Shel Hamishnah Bedaf Yud Aleph and Beish, Ein Chazara, Avomatai, Ha'eved Mishukrar, Kamo Mishnah Bedaf Yud Gimel, Rak Kashir Zihigi Eli Yado, the Iman. Ha'adon mate of nations of Megili Yado, who are Meshuchrar. I mean, Zachin is limited. Zachin is limited to a din she'ain yachol lachzor bo. This, you know, it's, this the Shita drove Tosos up the wall. Lo yitachein mashu kaze. Anachni yodim she'zelo nachon midinei matana. She'bedinei matana, matana ze miyad. As anachni amarnu kanereh she'yesh hevdel bein matana lebein get. Lebein get shichrur. ואנחנו ניסינו להסביר שאף על פי שנכון שבדרך כלל הדין זוכן זה מיד, אבל כאשר זה מגיע לשחרור עבד, והוא אמר, תנו גט, זה לאיש, גט שחשטר שחרור זה לעבדי, שזה רק יהיה כאשר זה מגיע לידו. וזה תנאי. ואז אנחנו הסברנו לפני כן, למה התנאי הזה לא יחול לאחר מיטה, למה התנאי הזה יהיה מוגבל לזמן שהוא עדיין בחיים, but we're dealing over here, on the level of a Tanai, and in that manner, the Rif, the Rambam, and Rashi can get around the issue of Zachin. But the question in terms of the nature of Zachin, how do we view the world of Zachin? As kan yesh hevdel ma'od ma'od atzum bein ha'histaklut shel Rov Rishonim la'histaklut shel Harif v'Harambam v'chulei. Lefi Rov Rishonim, Ma kore bezachin berega sheze magia liyidei ha-emtza'i, the middleman. The moment the middleman gets it, how do we view the situation? Whether it's yad or shliach, etc., how do we view the situation? What happened when it gets to the hands of the middleman? We have over here a kinyan. Zachin is a din in the world of kinyanim. We have a zchi in the world of kinyanim ki'ilu higia liyado, and therefore ein chazara, and therefore mishukrar, because it's already finished. It's all over. It's already done. Ma she'ein kein lefi Rashi v'harif v'harambam ma korei b'regesh she'anachnu rim zachim. What happens when it gets to his hands? Eino yachol lachzor bo. What does that mean? What does it mean? Eino yachol lachzor bo. What has gone on and what hasn't yet gone on?
I mean, you could say it's a gzera tato that of a dinim not being chozer.
But what does it mean? You can't be chozer. Yes.
Kind of mirrors
that. Ah, komer shebet betoch bekol kinyan yesh shnei chalakim. Yesh et ha-maisa kinyan v'yesh et ha-dat makne. As anachnu omrim she berega shu noten etzel l'shliach hadat makne shelo, hadat makne shel ha-noten kfar gamur. That's it. In other words, he already had that makne. You don't need that makne to continue on and on and on and on. You need that makne at the beginning of the process. The moment it's given to the middleman, far adat makne shelo manui v'gamur. Ma chaser? Chaser ma'aseh kinyan. Beseder. As adayin tzarich agia lidei ha'eved kidei shiyeh ma'aseh kinyan. Avol berega shiyesh ma'aseh kinyan as lo tzarich yot az das makne ki yutso veyach. Ani chazarti bi. It doesn't make a difference. Berega shu natan etze. In other words, we're distinguishing between the moment of dat makne and the moment of the ma'isa kinyan. The dat makne is important at the beginning of the process. The beginning of the process is defined when it's given to the middleman. Az anachnu ratzim ladat yesh das makne, ein das makne. Im hu amar tenu shtar shechur ze la'avdi, yesh das makne. Gemarno. Ay matay ha'eved mishukrar kasher hu oseh ma'ase kinyan al hashtar shechur. As kvar ein das makne, ze kvar lo meshaneh lanu. Ma she'ein kein lefi ha-deya ha-klasit, berega sheze megia layad shel ha-middleman, as hakol korei, everything was at that time. Lo rak she-hadas makne manui v'gamur, ela gam ha-maisa kinyan manui v'gamur, shuv, o ayedei shlichut, o ayedei yad, v'chulei, okay?
Can we explain before for the Rambam that ma'isa kinyan was happening when he gives it to the Sheikh?
That the Maisa Kinyan is happening. when, so we said, I didn't want to get involved now. It's not Amarnu Shulai is the tonight study, but it's even but the tonight study. In other words, yeah, we could say that in the Rambam. Nachon, we said it with the Rambam. Okay, and I think that's a, with, no, I might go to the roof. Yes.
How does the das not going to work if he's not giving it to anybody? He's not giving it to
anybody. Ah, that's the din of zochin ra'adam shel b'fanav. Zochin ra'adam shel b'fanav means that we can judge the das machne shel b'fanav. In other words, we judge the das machne when it is given to this middleman. That's exactly the concept of zochin ra'adam. The kinyan is simply something which is technical. It'll come. If we'll have a situation where the Adon dies in Achinami, then it turns into more than technical. But generally, it's simply a delay. It's
so
a delay.
He,
but
he was machna his das to the Eved?
He, in other words, the
he didn't give him the get. The Eved wasn't kind of the get.
You need.
And he can't free the Shliach. So what's he giving to the Eved? Where is this das being captured?
The das I wouldn't use the terminology that you're using in terms of using the das as an object. There has to be in every kinyan das and a maisa. Sometimes we could have kinyanim purely with das without a maisa. That we saw hein dvarim haniknim ba'amira. That sometimes das can affect the maisa kinyan. Yitachen, that's the concept of kinyan sudar, that there's really not a maisa, classic maisa kinyan. It just shows a level of gemiras das. The question is, at what point do you need gemiras das? So classically, we would assume you need gemiras das at the point of the maisa kinyan. That's the crucial moment, that it was at the time that the maisa kinyan is being done, when you need a maisa kinyan, that's when you need gemiras das. Comes along the riff and says, no. That we see over here that the kinyan, the eved, only going to go free when the get gets to his hands. However, the moment it gets to the middleman, for eno yachol lachzor bo. Eno yachol lachzor bo means he can't change his das, he can't change his mind. That we began, that the concept of zochin l'shel b'fanav is that the process has already begun. That this middleman is enough to be the nekuda, the point in time of determining the das. I wouldn't use the word capturing the das.
Why
do you
use middleman then? Let him just write it out on a piece of paper and have him sign it or something.
That's mile ba'alma. That's mile ba'alma. Generally, we say that dibur doesn't have any effect in the world of kinyanim. It's meaningless. Masha Enkein, over here, we have this unique halacha of zochin that we have, if you want to call it a pre-kinyan. We have a kinyan going in stages. We have one stage that we're going to determine the das, and a latter stage that we're going to determine the transfer. The sage of the das, that's what the Rif calls zochin. That eno yachol, zochin goes as far as eno yachol achzor bo. That's as far as zochin goes. Doesn't go any further than that.
What if the middleman dies? They got a problem.
We have a problem. That's we discussed. That was the kadosh mi drew. Okay, the shita in the Mordechai in kedushin, whether we can have a shliach to be moser to shliach. So it would depend if all the shliach is a, in other words, really everything is already said and done. And it's just a question of getting it, so yitachay, we can have another minui. If, however, all we have over here is this point of gemiras das, but it has to get from him, right? Then yitachay, that a lot of things can happen in the meantime. Okay, this is basically what I wanted you to see in the Mar Mekamos that I gave you. Where I'd like you to move to now, any questions up to this point? Just in terms of the background, in terms of the rules of the game, the definitions, the Chorah, that we'll be working with, is to learn the Gemara until the two dots on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph with Rashi and all the Tosfos. Right? Through Lo Sarach Et Lo Ani, especially the last three or four lines of Tosfos, Dibur Maskul Elo on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Don't leave those lines out. And in addition, those who like to see Achronim, Slofin, the Pnei Yoshua over here on Rashi and Tosfos, and three other Rishonim. One is the Ran on Daf Hei Amud Aleph in the Rif. That's the Rif that we've been speaking about in terms of limiting Zochin to Chazara. The Ran has a paragraph beginning with the word Shamina. And there he quotes a Tshuva of the Rif. Tshuva of the Rif. So see the Ran quoting the Tshuva of the Rif. See the Rush in Siman Yud Gimel. The Rush in Siman Yud Gimel deals very, very powerfully with the concept of Zochin Mitam Shlichus and what L'chor that should imply. And finally, see the Nemuke Yosef in Baba Metzia. It's very, very fascinating. The Gemara Baba Metzia is Yud Aleph Amid Beis. It's parallel to over here, our Gemara Yud Aleph Amid Beis. And the Rif in Baba Metzia, Nemuke Yosef is Daf Hei Amid Aleph. So if you remember, it's Daf Hei Amid Aleph and the Rif. That's what the Nemuke Yosef is. It's the same Daf Hei as we have over here, where the Ran is. Dibur Hamaskil Kana Chaveiro. And there you'll see the Nemuke Yosef comes up with another explanation, aside from the explanation that explanation we're going to see in Tosfos and the Ran, why Zochin LaAdam should be limited in a situation of Chav LaAchrinei. And the background we already discussed at one time, just to remind you in terms of the limitations of Shlichus, that there is a Tosfos Ksuvus on Daf Ayin Dalid Amad Aleph Dibra Maskil Tanai, in which Tosfos over there tries to explain what areas of halacha is shlichus relevant to, and what areas of halacha is shlichus not relevant to. Okay, so that'll link in with the Nemuke Yosef. That we'll see. This Tzuvus Ayin Dalad Dibra Maskil Tanai. Yes.
So how we're explaining the roof, does that only work if there's a das machna? We have cases where we see
that. That would only work with there's a das machna. That we're going to see in the Gemara. Where do we apply the din of Zachin? Okay, that we'll see in the Gemara. Okay, so learn the Gemara from Yosef until the two dots, and then we'll talk about that. It's a very proper question. So, okay, so B'li Neder, we'll have a longer shiur on Yom Rishon, but now I think we have the background material to learn the Gemara.
I just wanted to clarify.